It's the spring of 2020, and a pastor in southwest North Dakota wants to do a safe Easter service. He calls on a band for help, a band of brothers. Here's Matthew Musakia, who looked into what happened for the North Dakota Council on the Arts.
When Easter Sunday rolled around this year, coronavirus restrictions caused church services across North Dakota to become silent. However, musician Seth Waddington of Regent, North Dakota, and his brothers still found themselves playing church music and hymns to a large crowd, using a radio transmitter and a parking lot. A bluegrass musician, Waddington, 32, plays the guitar in a regional band, the Waddington Brothers, and describes the music as both traditional but with Western music influences, closer to both the cowboy songs that became popular in the 1940s and 1950s, and bluegrass rather than to the country Western genre. Appropriately enough to the name, this group consists of himself and his brothers, twins Ethan, banjo, and Jacob, mandolin, both 29, and Job, 15, on bass. Originally from Montana, the band has toured parts of the United States and Canada, but before that, they traveled extensively with his family's band, often playing churches and bluegrass festivals. Waddington said he was initially skeptical of playing when local pastor Corey Warner asked him to perform a drive-in concert on Easter Sunday. Originally, the idea was pitched that they would play with speakers, and cars would roll down their windows and listen. However, given his long experience on stage, Waddington thought that idea would not work because without an incredible amount of speakers, they could not get decent coverage for the entire crowd. The idea, inspired by Christmas time and suggested by Waddington's wife, Rachel, was based on lights synchronized to music so that a listener could tune in using his or her car's radio. So we were pondering it. We liked the idea, but I didn't really think it was feasible until the idea of the FM transmitter came up, Waddington said. I had never seen one. We looked around a little bit online, and sure enough, they were pretty readily available. The service took place on Easter Sunday at the fairgrounds at Mott, North Dakota. Based on photos and estimates from a friend, Waddington believes that about 60 to 65 cars were present and could have equaled about a crowd of 125 people. The event generally followed a similar format to most Sunday Easter services. In this case, two pastors gave the readings and the sermon, and Waddington said that he and his brothers played about 30 minutes of music, featuring hymns such as He Lives, and Where is the Lamb, and The Gift to Believe. Instead of applause, cars would honk their horns, even the ones about 8 to 10 feet from the stage, which Waddington described as pretty loud and kind of funny. That was one that kind of caught us off guard, as a surprise, he said. It lightened the mood and was a nice way for the crowd to respond to let us know they were enjoying or approving of what we were doing. I told my brothers we should do this all the time. I kind of like that. Waddington said the turnout was better than expected, and the positive response included many phone calls and text messages. After having to cancel their own concerts, Waddington said the concert was a very good experience. I was very honored, I guess, that many people would want to come out to listen to us sing while they sat in their cars, said Waddington. It was an honor to be able to play for people, even though they couldn't come sit in a chair and I couldn't see them right in the face and speak to them. I guess it was a blessing to be able to go out and still share our music and get to have an Easter service with the community and fellowship, which is what everyone enjoys and is used to.
And this is some music by the Waddington Brothers. You can find this online, Less Traveled Road. And that was Matthew Musakia talking about the Waddington Brothers and their participation in that Easter service in the spring of 2020. Now, this intrigued me enough that I wanted to talk a little more about it, so I got hold of a Waddington. I reached Seth Waddington, the guitar player, and he told me that the day of that service, they almost weren't able to go on.
Yes, just before people started arriving, the upright bass that my youngest brother Job plays, the end pin, the stick that the bass stands on essentially, and that's what holds the tailpiece on, which holds the strings, it just broke in two. And so we essentially had a useless bass. But I had a really good friend in town, and I called him, and I told him I need a pair of pliers and a broomstick and a pair of spaghetti tongs. And he rounded up this kind of mismatched array of tools and brought them to me. And we were able to take the broomstick and insert it in the hole for the bass to stand on again and wrap the cable for the tailpiece around it. And my brother Jacob took the spaghetti tongs and went through the F hole, the sound hole there, and was able to kind of wedge the sound post. There's a post in the that goes under the foot of the bridge to help help the top deal with the string tension. And we were able to kind of jimmy-rig everything back together and get it back tuned up and on stage just barely in time to do the show. So
I asked Seth if he knew of anyone else who'd used this mini-FM transmitter technique.
You know, I haven't heard of anyone else doing that. It just kind of came about by accident. You know, when Pastor Corey called, we thought this sounds like a great idea, but, you know, there's no way you'd have to have an amazing amount of speakers to cover a parking lot like that with people in the vehicle. And I think it was my wife who suggested the radio, and I said, well, that would work, but then, you know, we'd have to be in a studio somewhere. And a good friend of ours from Bismarck was the one who actually told us of the existence of these little transmitters. I didn't know they had such a thing. And we hunted around the community, and a guy in the neighborhood had one and loaned it to us. And I don't know, it was just it was kind of a neat thing because it was really sort of a community effort. You know, Pastor Corey had the idea, and it just sort of evolved into the FM transmitter, you know, concert.
And they have continued to use that?
I don't believe they are now, but when restrictions were a little stiffer, Pastor Corey did continue having church services in the park and using the transmitter, so they were able to continue their regular Sunday morning services.
The Lord helps those who help themselves. Well, it seemed like such a good idea. Of course, I asked Seth if they've done it again.
You know, we haven't. We would have liked to, and we actually had some interest and some invitations. But unfortunately, my two of my brothers at this point live in northwestern Montana, and they had to return home for work. And so we weren't able to pursue the FM transmitter concerts anymore after that initial Easter service.
Seth Waddington explained to me that when they were younger, their parents had had them in a family band, and now the brothers were spread apart, not able to play together that much. But
just are feeling like it's time to start doing music again, and really miss getting to go out and see our friends and meet people and to share the music. I don't know, I think it's kind of funny, but I think sometimes people don't realize how much the musicians need the audience more than the audience maybe needs the musicians. It's just a very rewarding thing to get to go out and share this sort of thing with people.
Well, and that's just regular performance. Having to scramble to meet the needs of a crisis to present a beloved service adds another dimension.
I guess I feel like with this whole coronavirus that we've been dealing with, you know, community is what's really suffered. You know, it's just hard to get out and see people, and just kind of everybody has cabin fever at this point, I think. And I don't know, it was just really nice to be able to be involved in some sort of a community event where people were still able to come out and participate in at least a small way, and we were able to be a part of that, and just very grateful for that.
That's Seth Waddington of the Waddington Brothers Band. And the story of he and his brothers and that unusual service out in Mott, North Dakota, is from a project called Little Stories of the North Dakota Council on the Arts. You can find more about it and many other things at arts.nd.gov. This project is supported in part by a grant from the North Dakota Council on the Arts, which receives funding from the state legislature and the National Endowment for the Arts. I'm Bill Thomas.